Frank, give us a rundown of what All Aboard Florida is and what its commuter rail project would offer Central Florida.
Well, the project would connect Orlando to Miami with stops in West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale. It would follow the Florida East Coast Railroad line on the East Coast and then come across to Orlando. It would create a tremendous amount of connectivity. And as we know from history, when we improve transportation connections in our state, it really has the ability to transform parts of the state.
So there are somewhat similar projects we can look back at to get an idea of how commuter rail may change our area?
Absolutely. It's a bit of an overstatement, but when Henry Flagler brought the Florida East Coast Railroad line down the East Coast, it really did open up that whole area of Florida to tourism and commerce. But there were no other connections at that point in time. Obviously, there are other connections today, but to add this kind of transportation infrastructure and connectivity has the potential to create some transformation of the structure of the area's economy.
This is the first privately owned commuter rail project in the country that has no projected cost to taxpayers to build. How much of a difference does that make financially?
Well, it's huge in terms of the impact on the private sector economy and on the public. Obviously, Florida East Coast Railroad has tremendous confidence in the ridership that they believe would occur. Therefore, it's probably going to be a transformational kind of connectivity if, in fact, it works out. The public sector gets the benefit of this huge infrastructure investment without any direct cost.
Once the system is built, where will the support come from then?
The support will come from the ridership itself. Florida East Coast has projected its ridership and believes that it is sufficient not only to offset the operating costs, but to contribute to the capital and make a profit.
So you think it will be profitable right out of the station, so to speak?
Hard to tell, but obviously they believe it will be profitable in a short period of time, and there's good basis for believing that. There is a high volume of trips between Orlando and Miami. A significant percentage of those are tourist-related, so that would be the first thing that could be penetrated with this train. Over time, as the service progresses and matures, it will begin to penetrate into the business travel as well. It will take about 3 hours. There hasn't been a price posted yet, but it's probably going to be on the order of $250 round trip to be able to be competitive with both air travel and with automobile travel. Automobile travel, about $1 a mile is a good estimate, so kind of gives us the range.
So we've been hearing about changes in real estate near future SunRail stops, like the addition of new businesses in those areas. Do you think we may see a similar pattern with All Aboard Florida's commuter rail?
Yes, absolutely. And we're seeing that already in Miami. Along the Metro rail line in Miami, there's been a significant amount of development, especially downtown in and around those stations. We're likely to see something similar here, at least on the Miami and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach sites. Now, the Orlando site is at the Orlando International Airport, so it will help the airport and those businesses, but there is unlikely to be additional private sector real estate development proximate to the station.
What, in your opinion, does Central Florida need to do to get the most out of this commuter rail project?
The first thing we need to do is connect All Aboard Florida to the SunRail so that the commuter system that serves Central Florida would also connect now all the way to Miami. The second thing we need to do is be sure that we've taken care of the last mile all along the route. By that, I mean when passengers get off the train, they can't really be expected to walk very far in our climate. This is not Northern Europe. And so, therefore, we need to take care of that last mile with ubiquitous jitney and cab and other car service so that people can travel in comfort from the station to wherever their ultimate destination is. If we would do those two things, we really have a chance to transform the structure of the area's transportation and economy.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.